3. Loading period.
When can you ship the goods?
In December.
Is there any possibility for you to ensure prompt shipment?
I'm afraid not. Our manufacturers are fully committed at the moment. I can't give you a check that I know will bounce.
That will be too late. You know, Christmas is coming. We want the goods on the market before the end of November to catch up with Christmas sales. Anyway, can you do anything to advance the shipment to November? You know, a timely delivery means a lot to us.
The best we can do is to effect shipment at the end of November.
Let me put it this way. We've agreed to conclude the deal on a FOB basis. Even if you deliver the goods at the end of November, we still have to go through the customs, and this will take us about 2 weeks. If you manage to deliver the goods 2 or 3 weeks earlier, everything will be fine and we will be able to make it.
Well, as this is the first transaction, I think we can make a deal. I'll get in touch with the manufacturer and ask them to try their best to advance the shipment to middle of November. Perhaps some other orders will be canceled. We'll keep you informed.
That's very kind of you. I'm looking forward to receiving your advice of shipment as early as possible.
Four. Problems about shipment. Let's talk about shipment. When is the time limit for loading?
The loading period is from May to June.
Since you take delivery under FOB terms, your buyers are to charter a ship and book the shipping space. We'll see the goods pass over the ship's rail, and our responsibility ends there.
No doubt about that.
There is another problem. Do you allow any quantity difference when the goods are loaded on board the ship?
Yes, there may be some difference, but it can't exceed 6% of the quantity stipulated.
At what price is the tolerance to be paid?
It will be paid at the contracted price.
Five. Unload.